Zaps number 170, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. This is your host, Chris Borges, of the Chris Borges First the Beast podcast. Zaps number 170. Been away for about a week, you guys, again. You know, I try my best to do it daily. The Zap My Zap, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival podcast daily on YouTube, but my life has been extremely hectic just with work and just with all my projects going on that I literally didn't know how to handle doing Zaps as well as doing everything else at the same time. But now I'm making sure, no matter what, to get at least a 5-minute segment in a day or a couple minutes at least, at the very least. Just wanted to get that out of the way so that you guys know that Zaps is definitely up and running and will be running for a very, very, very long time. You know, I just really enjoy speaking on Zaps, owning Zaps, doing the Zaps thing and stuff like that. Just with all like my items and stuff like that, my life and what I do. I really find it very, you know, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy just doing this podcast. You know, I probably most closely related to like a Howard Stern or like a resell. You know, obviously like a resell YouTube channel where people like just sell stuff and all that kind of stuff and make sales and do business and that kind of stuff, conduct and show their life and their business and what they do and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I would like to do too, and or at least try to, because it's just a lot of great experience just because I really enjoyed the entertainment business and doing all that kind of stuff. So first up, with Zaps, you know, and I just wanted to just go into that topic for a bit, you know, for Zaps number 170. You know, I seen that it was a problem. You know, I seen I had no time to do basic things, you know, like taking shower, like doing Zaps, you know, like doing laundry, basic everyday stuff. I'm having struggles to do it because I have such a time constraint on my daily routine. But that's okay. I'm going to get this sorted out, and I'm going to make sure I fit time every single day to make it happen. First up, we're just checking out my Borges Bay 1. And you can check it out right here at my actual Zaps YouTube channel. If you go up to the top right banner area, you'll see Borges Bay 1. I got my Twitch channel. I got Lays, my music band channel. And I got Shoreside Gazebo Films, which is my movie filmmaking channel, YouTube channel, and I have my actual www.chrisborges.com, I guess, Willow link, and it has a complete compilation of all my websites that I run, that I'm on, all my active social media websites, all everything, it's on there, on my Willow, chrisborges.com, right there, it says W right there, so, cool. So first up, going right to my Borges Bay 1, eBay, and I'm gonna show you my 10 things that I posted up so far. So first up, I'm just gonna run through a few things. So as you can see on top of here, these are the things I just recently posted up like a day ago, a couple days ago, or something like that, or yesterday, or something like that. So First up, we have a 6-foot USB endoscope, boroscope, semi-rigid snake camera for Android, Windows, Mac OS. So $24.95 I posted on it, and it's just a really good unit just to like put into your laptop or your Android or whatever, your Mac cell phone or your Apple cell phone, and just you can do like endoscope work or really close knit work if you need to see, like have like a specialized small microscope to fit into crevices or anything. Just for work, you know, basically, or just to mess around with, it's cool. I have a 6-foot one, and I also, if we go back, I have a 7-foot one, so another foot taller, so I put $29.95 on that. It's same exact thing. I think the 7-foot one is better, honestly. It's just the camera looks better, way better on top of the laptop when I look at it. And I think the light is a lot brighter. So I think this is the best one, the 7-foot one, but it's $5 more, $29.95. So your choice. Next up we have, I posted up a binder. Just my regular binder that I have. Posted it up. There it is. $12.95, free ship. It's a regular old big binder. I don't need it, so that's why I posted it up. I just don't need it. Next up, we have a t-shirt, a hand-me-down. This is called an Honorable Society t-shirt. The Honorable Society t-shirt, size medium. Posted it up for $18.95. As you can see right there, it's a very beautiful, medium-sized, cool, you know, guy shirt. Guy or girl. I mean, it's unisex, but yeah, really nice. Next up, we have... Yes, I remember posting this up. This is a hex key tool with custom grip handle. So it's just like a basic tool that I know nothing about or couldn't find any information about. But there it is. And I posted it for $23.95. Next up. We have a hand-me-down t-shirt. A Charlotte Rose Sport Earn Your Shower Logo Girl Top t-shirt for size XS. Price at $16.95. I believe this one is it's with tags. I believe exact same price. So free ship with a free ship. Nice girl shirt. So cool. Next up, that I posted recently was a large logo pattern design cloth 60-inch by 25-inch black and gray. This is a really cool unit. This piece of cloth is just really nice. I don't know exactly what it's for. It could be for a small table or for, you know, any kind of decoration or whatnot, but it's a really cool one. So I posted it up for $18.95 with a free ship. Next up we have another girl shirt that I posted up. This is a Hatley Rough Night Dog logo pattern women's overshirt. T size large white. It has like a lot of cool like little small doggies on it. Just a really nice, you know, I guess like pajama late night bedtime shirt. So cool stuff on that. Good on that. And next up we have a I believe guy shirt. This is a Converse one star zipper jacket size small navy blue. Posted it up for $36.95 with a free ship, and obviously as you can see, it's just a really well done jacket. It's just very professional looking. Has only one pocket on the left chest area, and just looks very. It's a very sick jacket. If I was a small size, I would definitely consider picking this up for my own wardrobe. It's very nice. It's very very sick t-shirt. Definitely worth picking up. So posted $36.95 with a free ship. Good on that. Next up, we have a American Eagle sweatshirt, young adult long sleeve, vintage fit, size medium. This one is I posted. I think it's like a girl shirt, girl size medium. $18.95. Posted it for $18.95 with a free ship. As you can see, it's just a really nice American Eagle long sleeve sweatshirt. American Eagle Division 917. Very, very, very regular, everyday, kind of like at house on a winter day kind of t-shirt. Very, very sick. Next up, we have outdoor hat. I posted it up on, took a picture with it with my little head mannequin. A little black head mannequin that I have right there. I picked that mannequin up, I think, you know, so long ago, like last year, for like literally pennies. I think I bought it for like 10 bucks, something like that. But it's done me well. Like, just look at this picture. So, this is posted this little hat up for $19.95 with a free ship. Very sick little, I guess, farm boy hat. So, next up, and lastly, we have that I posted up most recently. Yes, Ozark Trail chair, foldable and portable, or orange. So looking at that, it's just tightly concealed in its little carrying case right there. And went outside, took a few pics on it, and it's exactly what it looks like. And it's a very awesome chair. I actually have my own chair that's a lot larger than that, but it's a very nice medium-sized chair for like smaller people. You know, just for, I guess not for like 350 pounded people, more so for like 200, 155, you know, 180, 200 kind of, you know, 150 to 200 pounds, you know. Just because I know, because I'm about 230, my and I'm about 6'2". So my chair is actually like extra large, and I can actually lay back and sleep on it. You know, exact that kind of a beach chair. It's a very large beach chair. This one is, because I tested them both out at the same time, and this one's just a little bit smaller. Like, I can't, you know, sit all the way back and put my head on it and sleep. This one's more smaller, but it definitely does the job. You know, still works regardless. You know, even though I'm 6'2 and you know, 230 pounds, it still holds me very well, but it's just I can't relax and rest and sit back on it. It's more like just I can just sit on it, you know, comfortably, you know. So it's one of that. It's to somebody's preference. Posted up for $29.95 with a free ship. And that's what I got going on that for today. Going back to Zap's podcast. Now, my next unit's up that I will be posting up. I did find some vinyls in my car that were just laying in the back area that I totally forgot about. But so I'm going to be posting these up soon. So this is, I got like a whole bunch of just hand-me-down vinyls. I got Peggy Lee, two Sensation albums in one hit package. I got, let's see, something with an actual vinyl. Yeah, I got King of the Road original arrangements. I have Stereophonic, Let's Twist Again. A very beautiful lady right here on the front cover. We have Showcase of Show Tunes, Carousel, Annie Get Your Gun, and a whole collection from the Camden Radio Corporation of America. Right here. We got Living Stereo, Standards in Stereo, Hill Bowen and his orchestra. I love with some hits, I Love Paris, The Best Things in Life Are Free, and Falling in Love with Love. So, got that right there. It looks like a really fun album. Another beautiful lady here, Meet Dolores Hawkins, right here. It's more of a smaller vinyl, a lot smaller than I usually see, which is very interesting. But nonetheless, there it is. Gotta check that out because that's a very small. Oh, got some small vinyls here. Some Andre Oskay and his ensemble, Swiss Chalet, Bismarck Hotel, Chicago, 5th anniversary. Very cool stuff here. Looks like some classics we're dealing with, people. We got some Andy Williams, Moon River, and the other great themes. And there he is right there, posing his hands himself on there on the front cover. Next up, we got the RCA Victor Encyclopedia of Recorded Jazz in 12 great albums. So a full package here with Roy Elridge, Duke Ellington, Ziggy Elman, Irming Fezzan, Bud Freeman, and Errol Garner. This looks like a really cool one. I might want to check this out. A lot of piped instrument players here, you know, like trumpet players and clarinet players, flute players, all that kind of stuff, bassoon players. So just a whole crazy list of jazz, like super pro, famous musician jazz guys from back in the day of America. So right there, that is. Merry Christmas for Merry Christmas. Ames Brothers, we got Tony Martin, the three sons. Melacrina Orchestra, Eddie Fisher, Giselle McKenzie, Jan Pierce, Hugo and Luigi Chorus, Dick Liebert, Hugo Winterhalter, Augustana Choir, Giorgio Tozzi, and Rosalind Elias in this beautiful collector's limited edition Merry Christmas Music Classical Vintage album, sponsored by B.F. Goodrich. So RCA Records for sure. It's a really cool little record here. Might want to save this. I don't know. Looks like a great Christmas album. We got Tony Bennett, Hometown, My Town, on Columbia Records here. And last up, I think we have, there it is. Okay, yeah, Fortuna, El Toro Bravo Stereo. Awesome. And last up, we have a Hindemith Symphony in E-flat, 1940, by Janssen Symphony Orchestra of Los Angeles. Warner Janssen is the conductor for Columbia, I guess, LP, Masterworks Records, long-playing microgroove, non-breakable record. So this is a really, really cool one. So really stoked on those records and stuff like that. Also, as well, besides those records, I got just a whole bunch of throwaway bowls that I have from work. And I'm just posting them up just to see how they do. I'll be posting up maybe for like, if you guys don't know, anything made in Japan is just usually very, very well built. So obviously it's a bit more pricier. So I seen that these ones are actually made in Japan. So first thing I done was, these were actually throwaway bowls. So I just grabbed these bowls out the trash can literally, and I just gonna be posting them. You know, not out the trash can. They're about to go in the trash can, but so I was like, you know, for whatever reason, maybe it's just worn out, too old. But I checked them out, and they look solid. You know, they're not like nothing wrong with them. So, and I got also, I found this bowl right here. That was just, I forgot who gave me this. Not even gave me this. Like it was just in this bin of stuff I found by the garbage bin. And so this is another bowl, but it's very unique bowl. Like it almost looks like somebody carved out a literal outer lining or the actual inner lining of a coconut, because this definitely looks like a very coconut-ish type of bowl, and somebody literally like sanded the coconut armor and like sanded the inside of the bowl as well, dude, to make it super smooth. So this thing is actually legit, and it's primed and it's glazed, I can tell, and the inside is solidly made. So I'm probably gonna post this up probably for like $19.95, this crazy little coconut bowl. These bowls, I'll probably post them up for like $14.95 each. So as you guys can see, here we go. So bowls, and we have this little coconut bowl. So that's what I got going for right there. I got a whole slew of other. I think I literally have a small mountain of CDs I have to sift through and see which ones I want to sell. But literally, I have like a literal small mountain of CDs I have to go through and sell. Other than that, I believe that's all I got going for right now at the moment until that's done, and then I'll work on my other batches. So this has been Zaps number 170. If you would like to support my channel as well too, before we call this end of the show, we'll go to Borges Bay 1 at the top right banner, go right to my Borges Bay 1 account, and as you can see, it goes right to it, and this is Borges Bay 1, my actual eBay store I have for all my things for sale. There they are, the Ozark, the chair, the hat, all the t-shirts I was talking about, they're right there. It says newly listed, obviously, so it's at the very top of the actual website, of my eBay store website. And you can see some bestsellers. We have a Razer Mamba Elite Wired Optical Gaming Mouse. We have beanies for days, beanies, t-shirts, knickknacks, knives. We have electronical gear, we have laptops, cameras, you know, hats. We have women's boots, we have sandals, unisex sandals, we have power banks right here available, we have video games, video game consoles, video game accessories, we have shoes, men and women's shoes available for sale right now, we have flashlights, you know, small accessory tools, we have microchips, microprocessors right here. As you guys can see right here, this is a another one of those examples. We have here for sale is a 2.83 gigahertz quad core processor, microchip processor. That's an Intel, it's only Intel Core 2 quad, so obviously it's an Intel microprocessor. This one, as you can see from the pictures above, it's in perfectly mint condition and perfectly working. I believe I got this from a hand-me-down, and I just pulled out this microchip, like, literally right from the motherboard. So, you know, obviously tested, ran through, made sure everything was cleared out, ready to go, and ready for fresh new use. So it definitely is, you know, pre-owned, but it works perfectly. Offer $29.95. And there you can see the bottom of it as well too. Everything's perfectly working fine and everything's solid, as you can tell. As we go back to the Borges Bay one, we have also Pokemon cards. Here's an example. So 1998 Kabutops Ultra Rare Holo, 9 out of 62, you guys. 9 out of 62 Fossil Set NM. Only for $19.95. Obviously pre-owned, but very well taken care for. Overall in excellent condition, as you can see right there. So I have Pokemon. I have literally about, I'd probably say a good handful of Pokemon cards. Maybe about 10, 15 available right now in my shop. I don't like to sell regular because they just don't go for so much money. I only, when it comes to Pokemon cards, if I'm selling them on my eBay store, you guys, I'm only doing super rares most of the time. You know, super rare holographics Pokemon cards. So this is a Kabutops, and it's going for $19.95 with the free ship. And there's the front of it, and here's the back of it. So, cool stuff. Here's another example. We have a Vintage Gyarados, 4 out of 123 holo card, Heart Gold Soul Silver 2010 Pokemon card, ultra rare. This one's 4 out of 123, you guys. I don't know, 4 out of 123 set, and it's as well as it's holographic. So I looked up pricing on what it usually goes for. So I went around, this one probably goes around for $20 to about $15. So I went right in that sweet spot, about $17.95 with a free ship. There's the front of the card, here's the Gyarados, and here's the back of the card. So Pokemon cards I do, Magic cards I do, but I only tend to only like to sell super rare or holographics, you know, because they actually have money in it. So all the other regular cards I just usually just keep for myself, and I just have it for my own little collection. So here also we have Kenzo, authentic Kenzo Paris casual dress shirt, size small, space gray, dark black. As you guys, if you guys don't know, Kenzo's a very, very high-end Paris brand from a Japanese owner, collector. Anything Kenzo obviously is worth, it's the exact same thing as Gucci, you know, it's the exact same, you know, it's in that ballpark of expensive. Just for example, I got this t-shirt absolutely free from a hand-me-down. I don't think they knew about Kenzo at all. You know, I didn't even know about Kenzo until I looked it up, to be honest with you guys. But Kenzo is an extremely expensive type of company business. Anything Kenzo is worth an extremely great deal of money. So just for example, this basic casual dress shirt, from Kenzo Paris, I have it up for, you know, even used, goes for $59.95 easily. And I could have honestly put it up for $79.95 and it'll get a sale, no problem, because it's Kenzo. And it's authentic. So anything, if you guys out there in the wild, anything Kenzo Paris is extremely expensive, and you should pick it up for if it's at a good price. So next up, we have all kind of stuff. I have vintage, you know, fishing reels. For example, here's a Pen 500 Jigmaster I posted up last week. Pen 500 Jigmaster fishing reel. This is pre-owned. Beautiful pictures I took from a 360-degree angle, from all angles, 360 degrees. So you guys can see the actual reel in its entirety. There it is. And as well as it goes for $79.95 with a free ship. So this is definitely a sick reel, and I, honest to God, you know, I'm like a hairpin away from actually keeping it, because it's a really, really sick reel. So I hope nobody buys this, because I'm probably going to take it down probably in a few days if no one gets it. Because I'm a collector of, if you guys don't know, I collect vintage fishing reels. I'm a fishing reel collector. I actually got this one from a huge lot. I believe I paid the guy like $20 or something like that for like literally like 25 fishing reels, because he just didn't want them. So I paid like $1 a piece for them. And this is just one of those out of those lots. So I paid about $1 for this reel, and they usually go for around 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 bucks and up. So really stoked on this. Sorry about that. I'm just getting off track. But the reason why I posted it up for is because it just goes for so much good money. So this one, I literally have a dollar in this Pan 500 Jigmaster fishing reel. The thing is if and when they do sell, I mean, the money, the whole reason is because the money's good. That's why I have it up. And that, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, it's because, you know, I would much rather have the $80 than keep that fish reel, just to be honest with you, because just the profits are too good at that point. If I only put one, if I only have $1 in this and it sells for $80, I'm fine with shipping out the reel. It's fine. Because the profits are just there. So that's fine. I'm actually not going to keep this reel. There's better reels. I'm just aware of a lot of fishing reels, and there's better reels in this one, but I just love the color and the design actually of this vintage reel. I'm a big time fisherman. I love to go fishing, you know. I haven't been in a very long time. I probably say I haven't been fishing in probably a year, but I'm gonna be going soon, one of these weeks, especially now since it's summertime and it's April or May out actually now. And the weather's so beautiful out. I might have to go out for a sunset session maybe tomorrow, the next day. So I have a ton of, I have actually a handful of fishing reels I want to test out on my fishing pole. So yeah, other than that, guys, you know, obviously more knickknacks, more clothing accessories, more accessories in general, video games, video game consoles, video game accessories. Obviously, here's a little small farm fenced. If you go back to the listing, if I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Some Nike Air Force One High Vintage Mosaic Fashion Size 9.5 Casual Shoes. So this is obviously from the Nike Air brand, from Nike brand. The Air Force One, you know, lineup or set, whatever you want to call it. High Vintage Mosaic Fashion Size 9.5 Casual Shoes. Obviously, as you can see, these are some really, really nice Nike Air shoes. I mean, just black, just really professional black and white, outdoor, going out to the movies, going out with friends, going out for dinner, or going, you know, even going to work or just doing whatever. These are really nice shoes with the flare, with that really, really, you know, popping, you know, Nike flare logo on the side of it as well, with that red, that bright red and that bright yellow and orange. It's really popping with that black and white foundation for the shoe. So posted it up for, I actually got this from a hand-me-down. Somebody, one of my friends just gave it to me, I think. So this is size 9.5, and posting it up for $49.95 with a $14.95 ship. So if I was that size, though, honestly, if I was a size 9.5, I would have kept these shoes. These are some nice, nice shoes, you know. I'm a guy, so whatever. But, I mean, if they're a size, I'm a size 13, that's why. So if they're a size 13s, I definitely would have kept these. So good on them. Whoever gets these, they're getting some really sick shoes. And just for example, just for knickknacks that I sell, here is, again, the small farm fence shack. Shack with heart carving and pumpkin deco display ornaments. So I sell also knickknacks and ornaments as well, too. This one's going for $18.95 with a free ship. And this looks like a little birdhouse farm fence thing that you just post, that you just kind of just hang up, you know, on your Christmas tree or decoration you put on the, you know, your shelf in the living room at home or whatever. So really nice thing. And I have, you know, obviously I have a ton more stuff that I'm, that are available. Gazillion more shoes, gazillion more shirts. I also have auto mechanic tools, all that stuff. So come on top of my page, you know, the easiest way to get a hold of me. Is just come, here's some headphones available for sale. Here's a wallet keychain. Here's some a gourmet peeler, a pouch bag, 5x6 pouch bag, and here's some more fishing gear, and last up a black rock belt, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more items I have available for sale. Hundreds upon hundreds. Here's a Prisma Color Premier 24 new pastel. This is obviously is just Prismacolor 24 colored crayons, that type of color crayons for like painting, professional painters, whether you do like this kind of chalk style, oil chalk style of painting, or you do any kind of other kind of watercolor painting or all that kind of stuff. I have a lot of artistic gear available as well for sale. This is going for $49.95 with a free ship. back on the Zap Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival Podcast. So this has been, you know, obviously, guys, as you can see, this has been Zap's number 170 Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. Your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges First to Beast Podcast. Obviously, if you like to support my channel, you can go to Borges Bay 1 here at the top. Go right to the top there, and it'll take you right to it, right to my And this is exactly what it will look like right here. Borders Bay 1 has the water thing, has that if you're doing it through your computer or your phone. And this is exactly what it looks like. And you can just sift through and just pick something not to support the channel. As well, too, if you'd like to support my channel as well, subscribe to my band channel, Lays, right here. Lays is my actual official artist YouTube channel that I have all my music videos, all my music, all my albums and singles that I've done in the past that are available for sale at the bottom right here. I will be having merch very soon for my shop as well, too, and all three of my YouTube shops. And you guys can, you know, if you'd like to support the channel, buy that stuff too. I'd really appreciate it. As well as we have if you'd like to also support the channel, subscribe to Shoreside Gazebo Films. Yes, my filmmaking YouTube channel. Here we go with that beautiful sunset view of that Shoreside Gazebo out there right as the picture frame. Here is my third novel, I believe, or my fourth novel I'm actually working on, Some Things Were Sacred. Yes, Some Things Were Sacred. You know, as far as your Shoreside Gazebo Films and all that stuff, as you can see right here in the About Me section, Shoreside Gazebo Films is a series of independently produced short film movies made by me, your host Chris Borges. Bayou Secret Fence is a collection of 10 novels, Some Things Were Sacred being one of them, as well as you guys obviously know, I do have a lot more stuff coming out. So Some Things Were Sacred is the fourth novel, but Shoreside Gazebo Films, the actual first movie that's coming out for, so film one, I apologize for the mistake, but rather it's the very first film that's coming out here, I believe June 22nd, 2022 of this year, in a few months, Floater the Skyfaller, premiering June 22nd, and I believe it's going to be my best film yet. You know, actually my first film out of the Bayou Secret Fence collection. So, Floater the Skyfaller is just an alien movie that I made up, and I act in it, and I do all the special effects and animation and stuff like that for the alien and stuff like that too, and all the scenes. So, yeah, I'll be posting a Pacific Standard Time here on this exact Shoreside Gazebo Films YouTube channel, 7:30 p.m. sharp, June 22nd, 2022. So it's coming up in a few months, you guys be premiering. So definitely excited for that for you guys. This is a mistake here I'm seeing at this. I'm trying to figure out how to fix this. So, I'm not going to worry about that. I don't have time for that right now. But you guys, as you can obviously see, here it is. We're going back to my channel. And here's Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. So it has been, you guys, Zaps number 170 of the Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. I have been your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges First Abuse Podcast. Subscribe to all that stuff that I was talking about. Lays, Shoreside Gazebo Films, Zaps, Zombie Apocalypse Pandemic Survival. And I will see you guys tomorrow on Zaps number 171. And I have a ton more items available for sale for you guys. And I'll be showing you guys what I got going for the top 10 daily tomorrow. And I'll be showing you guys a peek into my new video game, A Hawaiian Haunting, yes, that I've been working on for the past 5 years. And this video game is definitely going to be a really cool, it's like a surfing slash survival farm game. You know, where you actually farm your own food, live in the house, and you the whole video game is based around me surfing. Surfing up on my home beach break. So it's just mostly like a surfing game slash survival recluse hermit kind of a game. But the thing is, it takes place on a beautiful beach, and there's a lot of cool things that you can do in the game. You can go swimming, you can go snorkeling, spear diving, you can go fishing, night fishing, you can play guitar, you can farm your food, you can hunt animals in the woods, and you can go surfing. Cool beach breaks every single day. Some days it's flat, so you have to go do other things. You can swim on dolphins, you can ride on whales, you can swim with sharks. All that kind of stuff in this video game. It's going to be posted up, I believe. It's coming out in, August. It's coming on August, I believe, 15th this year, 2022. Available on Steam. So it's going to be a PC game for sure. And then I'm in the works of actually getting it not just on Steam, but also on Nintendo Switch. So should be a really fun video game for you guys, and I'll be diving more into that a little bit and showing you guys sneak peeks into the video game. I can't be releasing all the kind of that kind of footage because just for trailer purposes and all that kind of stuff and leaks. So I hope you guys, you know, yeah, and it should be pretty fun. So I hope you guys have a great day. This has been Zaps number 170. Your host, Chris Borges, the Chris Borges First of Peace podcast. And I'll see you guys tomorrow for Zaps number 71. Take care. Bye.